This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Latin America and the Caribbean marked 10 million COVID-19 cases Saturday, and with more than 360,000 deaths, the region is the worst hit in terms of fatalities, according to official figures. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Saturday wished coronavirus sufferers around the world good health at a military parade that defied the pandemic, while he claimed his country was free of the virus. Pyongyang closed its borders in January to try to protect itself from the disease. They also shot a suspected South Korean defector in an effort to keep North Korea COVID-free, and Kim later apologized for this act. And the United Nations has released figures showing the toll on the world's migrant workers of the virus. The UN's International Organization for Migration said around 2.75 million migrants who wish to return home were stranded because of restrictions put in place to fight the pandemic. Most of them were from the Middle East and North Africa, while others were from Asia and the Pacific. In a rare display of normalcy on Sunday, however, New Zealand and Australia are set to play the first rugby test since the pandemic began in front of a packed, largely mask-free crowd in Wellington. North Korea unveiled a gigantic new intercontinental ballistic missile during a military parade on Saturday, marking the 75th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party. Analysts described the ICBM as the largest of its kind in the world. It was rolled through Kim Il-sung Square as Kim Jong-un watched. Footage from state broadcaster KCTV showed the event. Kim told parade watchers that his country needs its arsenal to deter a U.S. invasion. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Swiss woman thought to have been killed in Mali was a missionary abducted in 2016, the Swiss Foreign Ministry said on Saturday. Beatrice Stockley was a missionary from Basel who was working in Timbuktu when she was taken 4 years ago. Reports say she had been abducted by jihadists once before in 2012. Swiss authorities said in a statement that for the past 4 years, they had been working with the Malian authorities for her release. The foreign ministry said that French authorities had informed them of Stockley's fate based on what a French female hostage had told them. A French hostage had been released earlier in the week, along with a Malian politician and two Italians. More than 1,000 illegal African migrants have landed in the Spanish Canary Islands in the last 48 hours. An influx like this has not been seen in at least 10 years, according to the Red Cross. African migrants have recently turned to the Canary Islands after agreements with Turkey, Morocco, and Libya tightened control over the Mediterranean route to Europe's shores. Since Thursday, 1,015 people have arrived on 37 vessels to four Canary Islands, including Gran Canaria and Tenerife. These two are just around 300 kilometers off Africa's coast. Most of the migrants from North Africa or sub-Saharan African nations were in good health, though some were suffering symptoms of hypothermia, a Red Cross spokesman said. All have been tested for coronavirus. Between January and the end of September of this year, more than 6,000 migrants landed in the Canaries, six times the number who arrived in the same period in 2019, according to the Spanish Interior Ministry. The U.S. dollar is making a comeback as the favored currency in communist-run Cuba, as that country prepares to devalue the peso to relieve pressure on a battered economy. Cuba has a unique system whereby two official currencies have existed side by side for nearly three decades, the Cuban peso and the convertible peso, the CUC. Long lines outside food stores are a common sight in Havana amid chronic shortages of basic goods. And with the government planning to call time on the CUC, shopkeepers are already rejecting the currency, driving a rush to dollars for those who can get them. The island's economy, buffeted by ever-tightening U.S. sanctions, has been hammered by the coronavirus pandemic, which has left Cuba without much-needed foreign revenue provided by its Caribbean beach tourism. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.